Hi everyone, welcome to the Poetry Pod. In this podcast, we will be discussing the poem Driving to the Hospital by Kate Clancy. Before listening to the podcast, it would be a good idea to read through the poem in your textbook first. The first heading is Subject Matter. Driving to the Hospital is a poem about a woman who is soon to give birth. It is an autobiographical poem, and Clancy describes the morning she drove with her partner to the hospital using simple, clear language, almost as if she were writing a diary entry. The occasion is remembered as an exciting and loving time in her life and reminds her of similar feelings she and her partner experienced when they were younger and in the early days of their relationship. The next heading is Theme. The poem's theme focuses on the centrality of love and kindness in the poet's life, especially at two particular moments, which she recalls in the poem. Firstly, on the morning when she and her partner are driving to the hospital and he reassures her with a pat on the knee. And secondly, when she recalls a similar loving gesture when the couple first started dating years before. The poem underlines the strength of the bond between the couple and suggests that the imminent birth of their baby will only further strengthen their bond. The next heading is quote 3. There are many descriptive images that recreate the scene in the early morning when the poet was driven to the hospital. Read over the poem once more and select any three images or lines that you think say something interesting about the setting or about the relationship between the speaker and her partner. When you have done so, then make a note of each in your worksheet. The next heading is imagery. Many images in the poem are symbolic and may be interpreted in a number of ways. For example, the opening line, "We were low on petrol," may be interpreted literally and suggest that the speaker and her partner were taken by surprise as their baby arrived early ahead of its due date. This line could also refer to the little sleep the couple had the night before they decided to drive to the hospital. Although they may be sleep deprived, their excitement gives them the energy to freewheel part of the way. The reference to dawn, first light, could symbolise the dawn of new life with the baby's birth and also the beginning of a new chapter in the lives of the woman and her partner. The image of the city nursing its quiet is an example of personification. And just as the city seems to protect the gentle silence of early morning, so too the woman will shortly be nursing and caring for her precious newborn child. The next heading is language. We mentioned earlier that the poem has a personal diary-like quality to it that is reflected in the use of simple conversational language. There are many examples. We were low on petrol, you smiled kindly, backed us out of the driveway. That's what you said. This simple language makes the poem very accessible and creates a closeness between the speaker and the reader as she shares a hugely important personal memory with us. The next heading is form. Driving to the Hospital is a free verse poem. Note that there is no formal rhyme pattern in the poem, which also adds to the effect of it sounding like a conversation. Clancy uses several examples of enjambment in the poem. These are also called run-on lines. Examples include, "It was dawn and the city was nursing its quiet," or "You smiled kindly and eased the clutch gently." In a way, this technique seems to capture the freewheeling of emotions as the speaker sits into the car, full of excitement and anticipation, undoubtedly already feeling the onset of labour. The next heading is sound. One notable sound that is repeated throughout the poem is the W sound. We were low. Free wheel. When we were courting. I wondered why. Being a warm, comforting sound, it certainly draws attention to the closeness of the speaker and her partner. While the poem is narrated in the first person, there are many references to what the couple did together, emphasising again the close bond between them. The next heading is tone and mood. The tone of the poem reflects the poet's attitude towards the subject, while also reflecting her feelings. We can sense the speaker's excitement as she sits into the car. She clearly is emotional. Her heart is probably leaping, as it did when her partner first patted her knee all those years ago. But there is also a positivity and optimism in the poem, the sense that something very special is about to dawn in the speaker's life. The mood refers to the atmosphere of the poem and how we, as a reader, feel when we engage with the text. Being a confessional poem, we do feel happy for the couple and sense their anticipation on the imminent birth of their new baby. We are pleased at how her partner is supportive of her, smiling kindly and reversing the car gently from the drive, and we hope that his considerate, kind and loving manner will continue after the baby is born. The final paragraph is personal response. What did you think of this poem? Do you think Clanchy recalls this special morning vividly? Can you say how you felt when you read it? For example, did you feel happy for the couple or were you worried for them? Do you think the speaker's and the partner's relationship will change after the birth of their child? If so, in what ways? How do you think you might react if placed in a similar situation?